with the way things are falling today. Minnesota trails at Purdue 35-20. That's late in the third quarter. And earlier today, it was Michigan 24, Penn State 15. J.J. McCarthy just 7 of 8 for 60 yards. Blake Corum, 145 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns. Matt.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Good timing. Camp Randall Stadium, Saturday afternoon. Time to jump around. This game has been going. That was a really good effort, don't you think?
There's still people here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's. It's never a good sign when the opposing team is really bouncing around and your home team is not.
Yep. Third down and 5 Northwestern at its own 34-yard line. First play from scrimmage of the fourth quarter. 24-3, Northwestern leads Wisconsin. Bryant takes a snap, looks left, throws left, and it's incomplete. Intended for Bryce Kurtz. Ooh, Jordan Turner and Ricardo Holman. Both pretty close to getting one. Instead, it's an incomplete on a fourth down.
Great read by Jordan Turner there to see where the eyes of the quarterback were, and he read it. Unfortunately, I don't know if the throw was a little errant, unfortunately, because he had it all dialed in. That would have been a game, trying to get us back in the game type of play.
Renner on the punt, and the kick is away. Anthony drifting to his left, and he'll make the fair catch at the 23-yard line. 9 seconds gone by in the fourth quarter. That 43-yard punt has Wisconsin starting at its 23-yard line. We'll take a break. 14:51 remaining. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. That's bumper-to-bumper. We've got you covered. And thanks for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
Hey Badger fans, while we're celebrating today, there are over 21,000 Wisconsin veterans struggling to pay for rent and utilities. But you can make a difference in the lives of these Wisconsin heroes by donating to the Wisconsin Heat and Housing for Heroes Initiative today. Simply visit heatforheroes.org. That's heat, the number 4, heroes.org. Or by calling 800-891-9276.
Just Ask Touchdown tastes great teamwork. A successful farm tastes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/ Badgers. 9 seconds gone by in the fourth quarter. Northwestern leads Wisconsin 24-3. The Badgers will be starting at their 23-yard line.
Yeah, and at this point, you're obviously down 21. You're looking for something. You've had opportunities in this second half where the defense has stood up, gotten you the football, gotten you on short fields in Wisconsin for whatever reason, whether it was sacks or penalties, whatever it was, not able to go down and get points. So now you're sitting here, you got to go, what, 77 yards. You're in position. You have to just start with something. You can't get it all back on one play. You have to start getting first downs. You want to have something to feel good about. Regardless how the rest of this game goes, you need to have something you can feel good about, because right now there's not a lot when you're looking at this team offensively.
Cade Iacobelli remains the primary running back. Braylon Allen tried to give it a go, but it's not quite right. Is Mordecai looking to throw, trying to check it down to Iacobelli, and the pass is knocked down by the defensive lineman Sean McLaughlin. Incomplete. Second and 10 from the Badger 23.
Yeah, that's what you teach your guys. That was Wisconsin's O-line actually did a really nice job of kind of bucking up there and not letting any penetration get in. But the D lineman, when they get stoned at the line of scrimmage, get your hands up, patted that one down.
On second down and 10, Mordecai with a flag down, swings it right side, caught by Iacobelli across the 25-yard line, up to about the 26 or 27. Bryce Gallagher getting in there. First contact from Rod Hurd.
Well, offsides, maybe?
Yeah, penalty right at the snap. We'll wait to hear from referee Jerry McGinn. And here's the call. In a moment.
Offside. Defense, number 41, lined up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty, second down.
It's Jalen Pates. Grad students out of Chicago. Now so it'll be a second and 5.
Learned all about the neutral zone watching that Packer game last week with the football.
Yeah.
The neutral zone is the football. And, nice to get one there.
Get educated every week, don't we? And second down, Mordecai hands off to Iacobelli across the 30-yard line. Cade up to about the 32 on a gain of 4. And it'll be a third down and 1 for the Badgers.
Yeah, that's been the case today. With, you know, with that carry, Cade goes over Tanner as the leading rusher, but it's been tough sledding on the ground for Wisconsin today. Prior to that carry, we're at 14 carries for 34 yards in comparison to Northwestern, who has over 120.
Jackson Aker in there for Iacobelli now. Third and 1, Wisconsin at its 32-yard line. Will Pauling, slot to the right. Mordecai will give it to Aker, and he will get the first down. Blasting into the line goes Jackson Aker across the 35 to about the 36. First down for the Badgers.
Yeah, Northwestern brings in a whole new slew of defensive linemen, and at this point, Northwestern is more than happy with just sitting back and letting Wisconsin churn the clock.
About a minute and a half gone by in the fourth quarter. Mordecai fakes the handoff to Aker, drops the throw under pressure, steps up, he'll run it, and he'll squeeze a couple of yards out of it. It looked like it was going to be a negative play, but Mordecai scrambles for 2 to the 38, where it's second down and 8.
Yeah, just nobody open, and Tanner is holding the football at Wisconsin's O-line. A little bit of a little bit late. Riley Malman, right tackle, did a good job of letting go. Thinking he was going to get called for holding, letting go. Tanner goes and picks up a couple.
Carmine Bastone, Richie Haggerty over there defensively on second and 8. Badgers at their 38-yard line. Mordecai gets the snap. Little shovel pass. Aker across the 40, cutting right. Aker wrestled down by Bryce Gallagher at the near the 45-yard line. So it'll be a third and short for Wisconsin. They'll mark at the 34, so make it third down and 2. Aiden Rucci checking in. Now Northwestern could sub if it chooses to, as the center judge steps in front of the quarterback, Tanner Mordecai. The Cats stand pat. Third down and 2. Badgers at their 44. Mordecai will hand it to Jackson Aker. Drive into the line to gain and is thrown back, but progress should get him the first down. And Bastone in there for Northwestern. First hit for Michael Kilbane. It will be a first down for the Badgers at their 46. About 3 minutes gone by in the fourth quarter, 24-3, Northwestern leading Wisconsin. All the points today coming in the first half. Two receivers left, Bell slot left, Pauling slot right. Mordecai drops the throw, plenty of time. Throws to the left, that is caught by Bell inside the 45 of Northwestern, taken down near the 41-yard line. Xander Mueller over there, they'll mark at the 42 and another first down for Wisconsin.
You get a couple of first downs running the football and you get into a little bit of a rhythm, good protection. Northwestern, again, rotating through their D-line and you want to wear down a little bit. Good pass protection and you've had some good completions.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Iacomelli in there at running back. Mordecai will give it to him. Cade off the left side, tries to turn it back up. Outside the numbers, inside the 40-yard line, down to about the 36. Actually, they'll back it up a little bit, mark it closer to the 37-yard line. Still a gain of five, second down coming up.
Yeah, I like Cade there. He continued to press and press and let Joe Huber ride his guy out and then cut back inside. Nice little five-yard pickup.
Pauling slot left, Bell slot right on second and five at the Northwestern 35-yard line. Mordecai looking to throw. Nope, he's going to pull it down and run. Weaving inside the 35, inside the 30, fumble the football, and Garnett Hollis will pounce for Northwestern. It has been that kind of day, and it has been that kind of season for the Wisconsin Badgers. And we will take a break. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 10:43 remaining, Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. Badgers turn it over with 10 minutes and 43 seconds remaining. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. You know, going into this week, Tausch, in the Big Ten West, Wisconsin had the best points per game total in the division at 23.6. The Iowa Hawkeyes, which right now leads Rutgers 12-0 in the fourth quarter.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, it should be plenty. And they're in line to win the West. Yeah. Iowa entered the weekend out of 133 FBS schools, 121st.
Well, that's higher than
points per game. Yeah, 18.4 points per game. But their defense is terrific. Mm-hmm. Their special teams off the charts. And they made no apologies for winning 12-0, 10-7. 4-2,
yeah,
whatever, they're winning.
And they shouldn't. We've seen Tanner Mordecai on that quarterback draw two or three different times, a designed play, and obviously that right thumb Nice job by Northwestern punching at that football, and that's why Northwestern's got it.
On first down, the handoff to Cam Porter, and C.J. Getz is in there to greet him, rudely so, right at the line of scrimmage. The coaches have been so complimentary of C.J. Getz, and he has certainly earned those compliments. You know, sixth-year senior, all the changes that have gone on with his program, and he just keeps plugging away.
Yeah, he had, a really nice game last week with 12 tackles. The defense has played much better in the second half and continuing to find a way to get off the field.
From the 29 of Northwestern, second down and 10, Bryce Kurtz in motion left to right, Cam Porter the running back. And Bryant takes the snap. He'll hand it to Porter again across the 30-yard line, met by Jordan Turner, trying to pry the ball loose, can't do it. Porter up to about the 32-yard line. And it'll be a third down and 7. Talk about Ben Bryant today, the quarterback. Last year at Cincinnati, he had 11 starts. He'll put together a good year, more than 2,700 passing yards, including a 4-touchdown game against Indiana, where he threw for 354. A couple of years at Cincinnati in between, 2021 was at Eastern Michigan. So the well-traveled Ben Bryant having quite a day at quarterback for Northwestern, especially that in the first half when they really took control. Bryant looks to throw, pass deflected, and it will be incomplete, intended for Henning. Coverage from Jason Maitre. So it's 4th and 7 for the Northwestern 32-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know if that ball got deflected a little bit at the line of scrimmage, but
I think it did.
It did get tipped up, and you at this point, you need a lot. You need that tip pass. You need some breaks to go your way. But defensively, we couldn't believe how efficient Northwestern was in the first half on third down. Second half, I think they've only converted one.
Hunter Renner on to punt, and it will sail over the head of Vinny Anthony. Checks up inside the 25. Now it's scooped up by Wohler, who will get covered up at the 25-yard line in Wisconsin territory, and we will take another timeout. Today's Celebrate Agriculture game is brought to you by Case IH, Compeer Financial, Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Gaia, and Wisconsin Corn. 9:04 remaining. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Forward is our driving spirit, and Team Chevrolet couldn't agree more. Driving forward with brand new players like the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. Starting at $21,495. MSRP excludes tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment. Dealer sets the final price. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
.904 remaining at Camp Randall Stadium, Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. Time to spotlight today's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. And what's been a long day for the Badgers. You gotta give it up to Tanner Mordecai. 20-29 through the air, 185 yards, just to get back on the field after breaking his hand against Iowa, missing the last 3.5 games. So little props to the sixth-year senior.
Yeah, you just listen to his teammates and his coaches talk about what he means and how he prepares and how tough he is. And that it's an image from this season, even though it's been a disappointing season, that I won't forget when he had to basically be drug off the field because he could not squeeze the football. He's fought his tail off to get back out here, and he's given everything he's got today. Unfortunately, it's just not going to be enough.
On first down, Mordecai looking to throw. Short pass caught by Will Pauling, and Sandy Mueller is right there. They don't miss tackles. Those linebackers make the play. Gain of two.
Yeah, that's been Wisconsin, to their credit defensively, obviously been much better in the second half, but Northwestern has kept things in front of them, and they've wrapped up and gotten people on the ground.
Mueller had 19 stops last week against Iowa. Flags are down as Mordecai throwing, and it pops in and out of the hands of Bryson Green. Theron Johnson there in the coverage. He helped break it up. Penalty marker down.
Offside. Defense. Number 52. Lined up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty. Remains second down.
Richie Haggerty. Another offsides call against Northwestern. Fourth penalty of the day against the Wildcats. It'll be a second down and three for the Badgers at their 31-yard line.
Oh, that was another case. I mean, it's a tough catch, no doubt. But another play that Wisconsin unfortunately couldn't make.
Snap to Mordecai. Northwestern rushing for Tanner. Lets it go. Caught by Bryson Green, and he is slammed down. Wow. Theron Johnson and Bryce Gallagher. A violent collision with Bryson Green, who is going to be limping off.
Ooh. Yeah, and listen, it's easy for us to sit up here and say, why didn't you catch that ball? You just saw these guys take a lot of hits when they do it. That was a physical Northwestern attack afterwards.
Ball at the 39 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Three receivers left, one to the right. Mordecai again looks to throw. Northwestern will rush three. One pump, Mordecai drops it off, caught right side. Jackson Aker across the 45. Mueller there to bring him down at the 48-yard line, a gain of nine.
That nice protection, three-man rush, and Riley Malman finished his guy, allowed Tanner to kind of step up, and Northwestern's real content. They're keeping everything in front of them and just making tackles.
Yep, trade yards for time. Here's Mordecai, a short throw that is caught by Will Pauling, and he is stopped by Bryce Gallagher at the 47-yard line of Northwestern. A first down for the Badgers. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 24-3 Northwestern.
Yeah, you see Will Pauling every week is continuing to get better and better, you know, making the catches. He's doing, finding those little holes in the zone.
First down, Mordecai again, a short pass caught by Skyler Bell, and he gets spun to the turf at the 44-yard line. Jaheim Joseph out of the secondary on the tackle. Gain of three, second and seven. Tanner gets him right back to the line of scrimmage. Bell slot left, Pauling slot right, Aker the running back. Tanner again looks to the throw, three-man rush. Mordecai sidesteps left, throws left, flag down. Pass caught by Benny Anthony inside the 35-yard line. Penalty marker.
Yeah, they're going to get Jack for a home.
Yep.
Holding. Offense. Number 79. 10-yard penalty from the previous line of scrimmage. Second down.
You just feel for the guy here. I mean, you know, knowing the family as long as we have, his father Todd playing here. Jack's good. I mean, it's been a tough day for him, but it's the kind of guy NFL folks will like, among other things, you know, the natural ability and the work ethic. This guy is just having a tough day right now. Though.
Yeah, I love how he bounced back after the Washington State game when he gave up a couple. And he's tough. When you get in this position, when you're down 21 and you're passing every play, it gets tough.
Mordecai on second and long, looking, throwing, broken up, incomplete, intended for C.J. Williams. Airtight coverage from Theron Johnson, the junior corner out of Indianapolis.
This is what happens, and I'm talking to Luke a little bit. Everything is just really difficult right now. You don't have the big plays, and so everything's underneath, and everything is so contested. I don't think Northwestern feels a ton of urgency, and they're going to get beat deep on anything. So they're, even with a lead, they're able to play that contested on these throws.
Third down and 17 for the Badgers at their 46-yard line. As Mordecai drops to throw again, looking, winds up, throws it deep down the middle, and it is incomplete. Here the 5-yard line intended for Will Pauling. Rod Hurd on the coverage, and it's now 4th and 17, and the Badgers will be forced to punt. Well, we are witnessing here in the booth rock bottom here, but let's be honest, this offense has not been good for going on 4 years. You go back to 2019, Jonathan Taylor's last season. They were a team that could score in the mid-30s, went to the Rose Bowl. Since then, it has struggled mightily, and struggling mightily and then some today, as Bertram's with the punt. And a fair catch, a little muff there. See if they cover it up. They do inside the 20-yard line. As A.J. Henning made that a little more difficult than need be. And we'll take one more break. 6 minutes and 28 seconds remaining. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field at Camp Randall Stadium for the final time this season. Celebrate Senior Day with Wisconsin football on November 18th by securing your tickets today. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Six minutes, 28 seconds remaining at Camp Randall Stadium. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. That was your halftime score. And Badgers had a promising possession in the third quarter, first possession, and lost, you know, turned it over on downs deep in Northwestern territory. And the frustrations from there have continued to mount. In the meantime, Bryson Green has been put on a cart and taken into the Wisconsin locker room area. So that goes from bad to worse.
Yeah, you've had, I think, coming out of the half, and you understand that when you're behind and you play as poorly as you did, there's going to be a lot of emotion. Love the way the defense came out, got the football, the special teams. And Wisconsin's offense moves the football a little bit and unable to score, unable to get anything going. And you just felt like if you could have just gotten some points, who knows? I'm not saying they were going to come back and win this football game, but this game is so much about emotion and about momentum, and today Wisconsin never able to capture any of that. And Northwestern, to their credit, continue to figure out ways to limit what Wisconsin could do. And Wisconsin, as limited as they are, it's just so tough. You were just mentioning offensively, this isn't like this just came up and we, oh boy, the offense is really struggling. It's been like this for a while because everything is so difficult. Yeah. You don't have JT was a game wrecker. People had to be alert for him because every time he touched the football, home runs could happen. We haven't had that.
No.
That's been something we're lacking, and it makes you play defense a lot more confidently. And when offensively, it makes it that much tougher because nothing is going to come easy. You have to earn every yard you get, and that is a tough thing to do in college football.
Wildcats will take over at their 18-yard line with 6 minutes and 28 seconds remaining. Defensively, it's amazing how things turn. You go back to the COVID year of 2020 when Wisconsin opened with that electrifying night against Illinois, went into Ann Arbor and boat raced Michigan. And, you know, there were COVID pauses, you know, in between those games, and there was more to come. But you're thinking, you know, through it all, Wisconsin was a program kind of on the rise, and Michigan was derailing. And then after that game, it was all the Badgers could do to score 10 points.
Yeah.
And that's been the hole they've been trying to climb out of ever since. And a long way to go to climb out of it. From the 22 of Northwestern, play clock winding down. And
late game. Offense. Number 2. 5-yard penalty. Remains second down.
So it will be second and 11 now for Northwestern. Back at its 17-yard line. But just how everything has turned. And I think the bottom line in all of this, with the excitement that so many of us had going into the season, that cold, hard reality is this going to take time for this program to get in the right direction where it is competing for championships. It's the sobering truth. And the handoff goes to Porter, and he gets labeled by Ricardo Holm. And Tosh, I've thought with a lot of some of the news events in our state this week, if it's Craig Counsell going to the Cubs, or in this case, the Badger football team struggling, one of the hardest things for a sports fan is to hear the truth.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because sometimes the truth stinks. And this is a Wisconsin program that everybody now knows has a lot of work to do to get back to the level that the fan base has come to expect.
Yeah, and I think coming into the season, obviously there's a ton of excitement. You have a new coach, and the new coach has got a ton of expectations. You want to get things flipped as quickly as you can, and unfortunately, it takes time.
There's a toss to A.J. Henning to the left side, gets across the 15-yard line up to about the 18. 4 minutes and 53 seconds remaining, and it'll be a fourth down and about 10 for Northwestern. 24-3, the Wildcats. They'll mark it at the 19 for the record, so make it fourth down and 9. And Luke, in different circumstances to be sure, Luke Fickell's first year at Cincinnati, they went 4-8, and then everything turned. It's not a comparison he really draws on much. He's been asked about it multiple times, but I guess the point is he's been through something similar before. Punt is away, and steering clear is Vinny Anthony. Now lets it hit inside the 35. Stay away from it, Vinny. Got dangerously close. It rolls to a stop at the 30-yard line, and the Badgers will take over there with 4:08 remaining. Next week's game against Nebraska will kick off at 6:30. 4:30 will be our network coverage. The Huskers losing today in Lincoln to Maryland, 13-10. So finally a win for the Terps.
No flex, right? There's no flex.
Not flexing. I think our NBC folks will. I think they're holding true to 6:30.
Yeah, and you know when you're struggling offensively like Wisconsin is, you need to have those big plays. And when you beat Rutgers, and what I think has been the best performance of the season, you were able to get some of the plays on defense and special teams. None of that today. Northwestern's just been a much better football team.
Mordecai with a short completion to Skyler Bell to the 33-yard line. Second and 7 for Wisconsin. Bell slot right, Pauling slot left. Quincy Burroughs out there for the Badgers. Wide to the left. Mordecai, here's a delay handoff. It's to Iacomelli across the 35. And Cage stopped just maybe right at the line to gain. He needed the 40. We'll see where they mark it. And just short of it. So third down. And